So you've talked about inefficiencies in both portfolio management and research. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes. What has happened in the last 30, 35 years is we've become much more specialized and siloed, certainly on the research side. So when I started in the business, maybe one analyst did all of industrials. Now you'll have 5 to 10 analysts picking apart the various spaces within industrials. That's what they focus on. And they focus very deeply into these companies and industries, and they're very focused on this quarter and next quarter. We are focused on disruptive innovation that cuts across economic sectors. Because there's so much of a siloing activity that's taken place because of how our industry has evolved, if a disruptive innovation is cutting across sectors, the odds are we are going to find it before these analysts do. We are looking for it. So we think that the inefficiencies in the business are disruptive innovation is not priced correctly because people don't understand how big the ultimate opportunities are going to be. They're not sizing the opportunity. They're not analyzing the disruption.
So 100 PE frightens them.
100 PE, they wouldn't touch it. And of course, we will have 100 PE stocks. We were talking about Athena. Athena's in both our genomic revolution theme and in our Webex.0 theme. That
So that
is at
touches on
100.
how you, the problem of trying to analyze some of these companies.
Yes,
They're
they fall
not.
through the cracks. Is this a technology stock or is it a healthcare stock? It's both. Healthcare analysts don't want to follow technology stocks. Those are too high octane for them, right? The healthcare analysts are used to a highly regulated industry. And technology analysts don't want to follow a healthcare stock because it's too regulated, the government's too much in the way. So you get these combinations like this, and people don't know how to price them, right? So Athena is at 100 times earnings. And the reason is the opportunity it has in front of it, being the electronic healthcare record company and revenue life cycle management company and connector of patients, hospitals, insurance companies, and doctors. It is a huge opportunity that could be winner takes most. And
Well,
he.
that's one of the points you make is that
Yes.
if you're a leader on the leading edge and leading the charge, unlike the old adage, pioneers take the arrows,
Yes.
you say they become the lions, they eat it all.
Yes, they can. If they're the visionary, I mean, that was true of Intel, it was true of Microsoft, Google, Facebook. I think it could be true of Athena. Tesla, everybody looks at Tesla and says, that's not possible. The R&D that these large auto companies are spending in the electric vehicle space swamps anything that Tesla could possibly do. Well, that misses the point that those R&D departments didn't get it right. They are still working with prismatic batteries. Tesla is riding down the cost curve of the consumer electronics industry, small batteries.
Why don't you do pre-IPO stocks?
Oh, why don't we? Well, we think that's a very crowded space. The traditional asset managers have all moved into there trying to get closer to private equity. So, what's interesting about that is we think a lot of the inefficiencies have been squeezed out there. Those stocks go public, they fall. You'll notice whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, they all come out, they all fall to earth, LendingClub. All fall to earth. We get to do more time to do more research and analysis, knowing they've been hyped, and we're able to pick our spots, right? What I think people are also missing, talk about inefficiencies. The opportunities that are being created today are trillion-dollar opportunities. I often say I think that Amazon is a trillion-dollar stock. It's $240 billion right now. Jeff Bezos has said that Amazon Web Services will be bigger than the retail services at some point in the future. So Right now, it's at a $7.5 billion run rate, Amazon Web Services. The retail is nearly $100 billion. That's a long way to go. What he doesn't tell you is this is going to be 4 to 5 times as profitable. So we're talking about a $240 billion cap company. I really believe Amazon owns infrastructure as a service. Others are trying to compete. Open source is trying to compete with OpenStack. There are probably going to be two players, but Amazon owns that space. This is a $1 trillion idea. I think people are missing that. And what they will, and you can talk about 100 PE. This is probably 200 PE. They've made very little money over the years because they've reinvested against these fantastic opportunities. And those companies who have not invested are not going to be the winners. The companies that have been invested, that have these enormous multiples seemingly right now, are going to be the winners.